So, all the time, hockey life.
That's right.
Yeah.
Not quite clinched. Not quite. Feel like you're good? Feel comfortable yet?
Of course, we know the situation and the standings, but I think the focus is more so on our performance and preparing and making sure our habits are where they need to be so that when we do get in, we'll be ready to win. So that's what we talk about.
Having won the last two times you guys saw Iowa, how confident are you guys going into tomorrow night's game?
We're confident because we like how we're playing. Unfortunate result last game. I think might have been actually the best we played on the trip, and we end up losing. Sometimes it's like that, but they scored in the power play, and we didn't. But overall, I liked a lot of the things we did. So we just want to keep that going, and we'll get the wins we need.
What's it like for you to be able to now get a chance to pick from a bigger selection?
Well, it's fun to see those guys back. Enjoyed working with them, and they're a part of what we've done here, and so I think it's fitting that they can help us hopefully make some noise.
How difficult will it be to assimilate those guys back into the team?
I don't think it will be difficult because they've been with us. Ed Sell's maybe the only guy when he came in for a couple games, but he's one guy. The rest of the group, they've been part of our team and helped us get where we're at, so I don't see it as an issue.
How good has this stretch been for you guys to have to kind of scratch and claw and kind of be in this battle? Does this kind of make you battle tested a little bit more when you get in?
It's forced us to be really good for a long period of time, and the depth of the roster, we had to really, as you say, scratch and claw. We had to win 2-1, 3-2, and I think that was good for us because no matter how good you are, no matter how deep you are or strong you are, that's the kind of games you got to win in the playoffs. So even the best teams, they got to grind it out and win by one goal and win in overtime. So hopefully we have a little bit of comfort there.
You said it might be a little difficult for Ansel to assimilate. Does it help that you have a background coaching and playing in Sweden?
Yeah, I don't... I guess what I mean by that is he's the only one who hasn't been here all year. So when you think about the group and a bunch of new guys coming in, I don't think it's going to be a big issue. I don't see it being a problem for him either. For me anyway, having coached against him, I know him well. I don't think it's going to be an issue. But as far as the group, too, it's one guy. So I think when you have someone who can come in and help you win, usually that's welcomed.
Bunch of these guys playing their first season in the American League, and now they're getting that playoff taste. Is it cool seeing how excited they are for this first experience?
Yeah, it is. It's a great opportunity. I mean, you don't get a chance every year to play in this type of situation, so you got to embrace it. And I think everyone should be excited, no matter how old or how much experience you have, because you don't get these chances. I'm excited. It's just the nature of the game that you only get so many opportunities to win something. So when you do have the team, you want to take advantage of it. So that's something we're going to talk about, because especially when you're younger, maybe you don't realize it. But we have a chance to have a lot of fun here.
How important is it to have a lot of veteran guys that have been there before in a locker room with so many guys playing their first year?
Yeah, it helps. It's just that ability to, everything's not going to go smooth. It could be down 3-0 the first 10 minutes. Doesn't mean the game's over. Or you lose first game or whatever it may be. We want to, hopefully as a group, we have a even keeled mentality, and you need that to win. So, we want to build that starting this week, starting tomorrow. Play the right way, perform at a high level. Every shift of every period of every game, and then I think we have a pretty good team.
You guys have four capable goalies on the roster currently. Any idea of how you might work the rotation?
We've talked about it for sure, but we'll see how the week plays out. we have depth everywhere, so that's a good place to be.
So comparing last season to this, and you started the clean slate, does it help like validate your message a little bit coming, like having such a successful season?
I think it validates how hard these guys have worked, and I think we just found a way to get it done here in the second half, and now you give yourself an opportunity to play in big games. That's what we wanted all season. So that's the guys should believe that we have a great team, and now it's up to us to kind of seize the moment.
Coach, kind of going a little further out, seeing how the hockey community has responded to what happened in Humboldt, just how what's the team's reaction been to that? Because everybody's kind of rallying around this one junior team.
Yeah, it's a tough thing. When I guess in the hockey world we feel it a lot, but I think a lot of people everywhere have sort of understand. You got the young kids who they didn't get to live their full life, so that's terribly disappointing. A lot of guys have rode the bus, and being from Western Canada, and I mean Brookie, he's the closest to it. I mean he's got tons of connections to Humboldt, so he can't help but be affected by it, and all he can do, we're thinking of them and support them, and we was really proud of the guys. I think Sakura was sort of the driving force behind the money on the board thing, and that's kind of taken off a little bit. We got a great group, they got big hearts, and we're thinking of the people in Humboldt.
Playoff seeds are wide open at this point. I mean, how important is it to have a higher seeding in your mind, or is it not matter as long as you're one of the four?
We want to finish as high as we can. I think it's just pride. Do we think it affects our ability to win? I don't know if it does. I think we get in, whoever we play, we like our chances. But we want to finish strong here. We want to have good performances and get good results and finish as high up the standings as we can, more so just because how it reflects on the group and our team, more so than matchup or home ice.
Last question.
Any injury updates on guys like Luke Snuggler and Tanner Garrow?
Not more so than they're not available right now.
Thank you, Coach.
I tried. Okay, thanks.